Yes, ma'am. How'd you know?
I could smell you a mile away.
Who's the little feller?
Yeah, who is the little feller?
Oh, say hi to Charlie. He's an illustrator.
A what?
Yeah, the kid's gonna paint the Vanishing West. He came from St. Louis, did he? I picked him up all his lonesome. Figured he'd throw in with me. Charlie, welcome to Montana. Say hi to Mary Jane.
Hi, ma'am.
Now you boys see Mr. Lee and he'll wash your clothes real nice.
Yeah, you boys smell right about now.
Woo!
Charlie, I'll have your water just right when you come back.
Yeah, you boys need to clean up real good.
Jake, I'll have your wash ready. Right nice, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Now you boys go on before I lose some customers. Y'all clean up real good and come back and see me, okay?
Yeah.
Get the pig.
Years ago, when I was a kid in Montana, I threw in with Jake Hoover in the Pig Eye Basin near the Judith. Jake was a mountain man, a big game hunter, see? He provided the deer, elk, and antelope for the passing wagon trains. You could see deer from his front porch most any day. That old fella wouldn't hurt a critter on his spread. No, sir, just love the animals. Well, one spring morning, Jake went off and traded for a nice pink piglet. Said it would be some fine eating someday. He sure was a cute little feller and full of mischief. Grain was scarce, but the pig would eat most anything. I'd give the little guy a portion of my victuals, and I knew Jake would share his too. He swelled overnight. He sure was a delight. Wherever Jake went, that little guy would follow and rub his nose on Jake's leg. He would then lean down and scratch his head. They became a pair. He was a good companion. That pig would root up everything, and he grew before their very eyes. Food was scarce in winter, especially back in them days. Money was hard to get, but meat was traded for wheat when we found it. Jake told me, that pig was showing up be some good eating about now, uh-huh. What's shaking, bacon? I laughed. The pig was snorting, sensing his displeasure. No, we'll wait for fall until he's right nice plump, sabi. When the first blue northern passes by, we'll show enough put an axe to his head and be done with it. Man's got to eat. Besides, we'll have enough grease to last till spring. But one day the pig got out of his pen. Jake and I were off hunting in the canyons. Wouldn't be back in several days. As we approached the cabin, you could see the front door was wide open. Millions of flies were buzzing around all the flour and syrup and dried apples that was everywhere. A sudden sound came from the other room. Jake drew his rifle. Stay put, kid. Things are gonna get dicey right about now, Savvy. I think it's a bear. Jake slowly opened the door and poked his Winchester inside. Then he began to cuss. From the total carnage that pig made, that fool pig raised his head in a welcome snort. He was a black pig, and flour and syrup had gummed up his face until he was white. His eyes were ringed all around, and you had sworn he was wearing goggles. You know how dried apples used to come in a box? Well, a round slice with a hole in its center had stuck fast to his forehead. The pig was real glad to see us and showed it too. Jake was mad as hell. That settles it, you die, pig. You won't see the leaves turn yellow neither. You'll be bacon. Aw, look what he did to my blanket, kid. I was dying to laugh, but I was afraid to. Jake would throw me out. We cleaned out the shack, and that night we got ready for the killing. Jake got up way before daylight and built a fire. I'm afraid it's too warm to kill him. Yeah, kid, he said as I pulled on my boots. It's too early in the season, and we can't afford to lose the meat after the spell we've done gone through. Guess we'll wait a spell. Besides, we got a little wheat left, and there wouldn't be nothing to feed it to. Pilgrim, I wouldn't have another one. So the pig's life was extended. I sure enough was glad. I liked the big fella, even though he was a nuisance. But the wheat disappeared at last, and we had to make another rustle. "It's the last time," said Jake. "I'm plumb sick of the contract, and as soon as this sack is gone, zowie, we'll bat him. It's coming to him, ain't it, Russell?" "Sure is," I told him. The weather was growing sharp when the last of the wheat was kissed out. The big fellow was hungry. "In the morning, we'll kill him," said Jake. "I'll feed him tonight and bust his head in the morning." He sharpened his knives and talked to the good eating, and I didn't want to hear any more of the pig. Jake turned out early. As soon as he got his boots on, he took his knives and axe and the camp kettle he had always used to feed the pig and said, "Come on, kid, and we'll get rid of that dirty skunk before we eat. I just can't put it off any longer. Wheat's all gone, and I ain't going riding like a madman to find feed for a dirty hog no more." We started out for the pig pen. A pine squirrel ran down a fir tree and came to meet us. Jake kicked at him, said, "This place is plumb overrun with damn nuisances." He said as he stepped over to the pen, the pig was tickled to see him and began rubbing his nose on his leg. "Get out of here, you damn pig! Get away from me! This ain't no friendly errand! Here, kid, smash him while I get some water heat." "Not by damn sight," I said. "He ain't my pig." "Oh, come on, kid. He's known to me since he was a little feller. We need the meat and the wheat's all gone." "Can't help you. I didn't bring him here and I won't kill him. I just don't have the guts for it, Jake." Jake leaned the axe against a pin. "Why, he's nothing but a hog and a low-down one at that. Look at my blanket. That's a Hudson Bay one. Got it from a squaw for a trade." "Can't help you, Jake. I can't kill him and I won't." He turned back to the cabin. I saw him come out with his Winchester. He climbed up the hill grumbling, and I walked away from the pen. A half hour had passed, and I was just looking at the pig, wondering what Jake was up to, when suddenly, bang! I fell backward when that pig dropped and hollered. The pet was no more. A bullet had entered his brain. Jake came down the hill, leaned his rifle against a tree, and cut his throat. "I don't reckon he saw me or knowed who done it. Do you, kid?" He said in a low voice, saying, "Gonna be some good eating here, huh, kid?" "Yeah."